Hey, Sister Raman.
Uh-huh.
Did we survive a big storm today?
We did.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
We're still here.
Right.
Hope everybody's doing good. We made it through a big wind and rain and lightning storm, and it looks like it passed, and no damage here where we are.
It kind of pushed us up here and sideways and quarter panel, and it was pretty windy.
But yeah, praise God. storms always come.
And they go.
But they go. I like that.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
We want to bring your edification audio today, talk about a few things. We were on the phone with the brothers and a seeker man that were helping in the faith. And one of the brothers said something about, we were talking about being disciples of Christ versus just a believer. That's kind of a very rudimentary topic, but it's so critical and true, isn't it? The difference between people who just believe and the people that are actual disciples.
Well, yeah, because most people walking around saying they believe think they're a disciple, but they're not, because they're not following him.
A lot of people don't even consider being a disciple. We talked about a disciple is one that is instructed by, learns of, you know, and follows after. Most people just believe in Jesus, and they don't follow or instructed to become a disciple. And then one of the brothers mentioned being a disciple means you got to be disciplined.
Yeah.
So that, I thought that was a good discussion that we had with that man, and he seemed to really grasp it. He knows the opposite, a whole bunch of church people or a whole bunch of people that claim Christ, but they're not disciples. They just believe.
Right. Yeah. And they just follow what man-made religion teaches.
Yeah.
They're like a disciple of man-made religion.
Yep. But a disciple loses his life and follows Christ.
Amen. A true one does. Yeah.
The other topic that we were talking about, I thought I'd bring up, is one of the brothers is doing a study on baptism, and one of the questions came up when we were talking about it is, when should a person be baptized? I thought that was an interesting topic. And they brought up Acts 16, where Paul and them have a jailer who wants to get baptized right away, and they go to his house and they baptize him right away. It appears within a couple hours he's baptized. I don't know if that's really the timeline. It says within the hour, but then they were at his house explaining the things of God to him. We don't know exactly when it was. But we talked about, well, what did we talk about that makes a big difference today?
Oh, I know. He saw a major sign, miracle.
Yeah, he saw a sign miracle, and he wasn't confused by all the other false religions. False Christianity all around, like we have today.
Oh, right.
40,000 denominations.
Yeah, today is so different than it was back then. Like we always tell people on the streets, like Brother Tupulc just said, 40,000 different flavors and denominations and all the deception and all the false teachers you got to fight through.
Yeah.
All the false Jesuses they create.
Yeah, so I think somebody that has a pure testimony and purely believes in Christ and wants to follow him, yeah, we'd baptize them right away. We don't meet people like that. We meet people that have corrupt gospels, corrupt Jesus, compromised lives, worldliness, and all that's got to be trained. They have to be trained that they have to leave that, taught that they have to leave that, and then they have to decide that. And so it's more complicated today, I guess I would say, than it was back then.
A lot of people just get baptized when they're really young children, or I was just thinking about that guy we met. He said, I was baptized 7 times from all the different religions.
Yeah. Yeah. You get somebody that's been baptized 3, 4, 5 times because they're following all these false groups. How do you know they really are believing and putting their faith in Christ after that kind of a testimony? So
right. It
gets really confusing.
And how many people have we heard, oh, I want to lose my life, I want to follow after Jesus. But when you actually even just take a few minutes to start sharing with them what it means to lose your life, they're like, oh, I don't want that.
Yeah, it's a tricky topic. It's something you have to think about, ponder about.
I might do a
teaching on that, talk about the difference between back then. It was Paul who had special gifting. It was men that saw miracles, signs, and wonders that wanted to be baptized right away. We really don't have the same context today, so I think we have to be really careful today who we baptize. And so I think that's an interesting topic. It'll be coming up again, so we'll talk about that. As this man's talking about getting baptized, he was baptized as a baby, and now he's talking about actually getting baptized as a disciple of Christ. That's exciting to think about. What's on your heart today, Sister Raman?
Well, I was just thinking, after the storm went by.
What are you thinking?
Opened up the door and I was listening to the crickets.
Crickets. And it was so peaceful. Oh, it was a little, just a tad humid today. Then that cool front went through. Boy, it got cold. Chilly.
Yeah. Nice and refreshing.
That chilly, yeah, refreshing. And then the crickets were out and the birds were all out. So, yeah, it was.
Yeah, I was thinking the different seasons in just on this continent here. We're down here listening to crickets, and we got a brother sitting in the middle of a snowstorm.
Yeah, we have a brother sitting in the middle of a snowstorm up north. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just goes to show you different seasons, different times.
Yeah, an awesome creation. The diversity just within a short distance. It's a long distance, but it's still short in comparison to the world.
Right, yeah.
You know, so. Amen. I don't know. I was just thinking about that. I thought that was kind of interesting.
What else?
Us sisters did a scripture sharing audio.
Oh, yeah.
On Hold Fast.
That's going to be up on Edification page, right?
Yeah, it was on Hold Fast, Action Words, and Liberty.
Ooh.
And then I also did a post on Wisdom.
Not Romans 14 Liberty, but Liberty in Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And she says that
yep.
in there. And then I did a post on Wisdom for Women Witnessing.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So that was good.
Awesome.
And then I have another one.
Keep going.
I don't know why I was just thinking about this. Well, always when you're looking through scriptures and reading, whether you're looking for something or not, you always come across something. I was just thinking about this because I just heard it a few times. Where were we? Friday, I think it was. Whenever it was, it doesn't matter. That's your interpretation.
Oh, yeah.
And I always like to tell them, you know, there is no private interpretation according to 2 Peter 1:20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. And we've heard that a lot, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah, people always want to twist scripture to make it fit their own interpretation. But the problem with that is the rest of scripture doesn't back it up. They add to God's word. They're mostly using eisegesis. I want it to say what I want it to say. They're not using good exegesis, exiting the truth from God's word. And there is only one interpretation that makes sense according to God's word. The scriptures, other scriptures reveal that to us. The Holy Spirit ultimately confirms it. And basically, the people that do this, look at the fruit of their life, look at the fruit of their theology, and it'll be a marker and a warning against them.
Every single person that says that, yeah. Well, that's just what you think, that's your interpretation, they're all defending sin.
Amen.
Haven't met a godly, holy saint that has said that to me yet.
Amen.
Or
yeah.
You, I'm sure.
Yeah, watch out for that interpretation argument. It's basically people that want to keep sin and keep their false ways.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I had another thing.
Go for it.
I got two.
Go for it.
Let me pick this one. Last night, we were in a spot, in our parking spot, where we could open up the door. It was a nice evening, and I was sitting there on the steps by the door.
You're sitting in the door of your tent.
Yeah, I like to think about Abraham. Yeah, it was Abraham sitting in the door of his tent in the heat of the day. Well, it wasn't the heat of the day, but I just like to think about that. And I was sitting there and I was thinking, it's kind of like my porch. And I thought about that big, awesome porch we used to have.
On the homestead.
And yeah, listening to the insects at night or during the day and seeing the animals and stuff. But I love to sit out at night because it's the end of the day. You can relax. The air is usually fresh. And it's just calm and peaceful. And I was thinking about that. And then it didn't really bother me that we had to leave it because I was thinking how God moves our porch all over.
Yeah.
And we get to see.
Now we got a mobile porch.
Yeah. And it's not so much the view or anything, but it's mainly because we're here to bring him glory out here in the world and to share the gospel.
Amen.
But I was thinking about Matthew 19:29. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. And when you see that, inherit everlasting life, all the rest of that ain't nothing but dung.
Right, yeah.
Philippians 3:8.
As we always tell people, everything God asks you to give up, you got to give up anyway.
Yeah.
Can't take any of it with you.
No.
He just asks you to get up a little bit earlier.
Yeah, there's nothing on this list that you can take with.
Yeah. Amen.
I had one more. Unless you got stuff, I don't want to take it all up.
One of the brothers was talking about discernment when we were on a phone call, and I thought this was a good point they made. They said, whatever you're doing, discern it. Will it be in heaven?
Yeah.
Or is it just a thing that's on earth that Jesus is coming to destroy? So I always talk about that. I tell people that Christ is coming, 2 Thessalonians 1, to destroy their false religion, their politics, their sports, their entertainment, their pride, their vanity. Test what you're doing. Is it of a good, pure, true, Philippians 4:8, and will it be in the, and also will it be in the kingdom of God? So is it on earth, and if Christ coming to destroy it, and then will it be in heaven?
Right.
And people always try to defend football and sports and politics, and we go, is that going to be in heaven? And they go, no, I guess not. It's like, what are you trying to hold on to it for? Thought we're supposed to be about eternal things, the incorruptible, not the corruptible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good point for people to consider when they're talking about discernment.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I like that.
What's your other point, Sister Emma?
Well, this is just an example of great faith and humbleness. Matthew 15:22-28. And behold, a woman from Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I like that. Just a great faith and a humble woman going to him, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, where Jesus calls her dog, we looked that up. That's the only place I know of in the Bible where the term dog is actually a puppy.
Yeah.
And everywhere else, it's a hound, it's a dog, it's something. Dogs were looked at as a low, low thing there. That word he used on her was a puppy. It's not the same as the word dog. Yeah. Something to consider when you think about that.
Right, amen.
Yeah. We kind of had to laugh at this. We were on a gathering call with the brothers, and the young brother got kicked out of his parking spot tonight. It's a place that normally lets people stay, but I guess they changed their policy. So he had to be asked to leave. He got the knock, we call it. He got the knock on the door. And he had to go down the road, and he had to find a different place. 7 miles down the road, he found a place that welcomes travelers. And it made me think of Hebrews 11:13. All these died in faith, not having received the promises, but have seen them afar off, were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one thing all of us van dwellers agree on. It's one of the best things about van dwelling life. You definitely keep getting reminded when you got to move every day, when you got to see where they can let you stay. You're definitely a pilgrim here. We like it. It makes us not settle in like we had our homestead. We were settled in. We were comfortable. We were like nobody could move us. And it was like it changes your perspective of how you're going through this world. But when you give that all up, and you become a nomad and you travel, then you understand how the Lord lived and you understand we don't belong here.
Yeah, you're kind of like on edge.
Not our home.
All the time.
Yeah, you're never comfortable out here for very long.
So like when we would travel and when we had the homestead, what's the first thing you think of when I say when we went back there and we planned to stop and stay for a little bit?
Yeah, it was like peace and safety. You could security.
Kind of relax.
Relax, settle in, get comfortable. All the things the Bible tells us not to get. That's kind of what we would get
not
there.
Not sinful to have it and be there to do it, but the mindset is, if that's what your life is, you know, you just got to be careful that you don't get really comfortable and set in that, because it makes you feel like you're more part of the world and it's harder to leave the world.
Yeah, we're not to get comfortable with the things of the earth. We're supposed to keep seeking the kingdom of God. That's the biggest detriment. While a homestead isn't sinful, it keeps you from being, it can keep you from seeking the kingdom of God if you're not careful.
Yeah.
And I know that happened with me. I began to have too much affection for it, and I knew it had to go because I wanted to serve the kingdom of God more than anything. So I knew that's what Jesus meant when he said, get rid of it, rip it out, pluck it out, cut it out, let it go. Whoever gives up these things for my namesake. And I think of all the people we've met because we did go.
Right. And even for the people who can't, give that up and go,
right,
for whatever reason, you can let it go in your heart.
You can still have a mindset.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you can still go to town, and you can still go on the internet, and you could still go and do ministry all over, but yeah, that settled in one place, that's a danger. Got to be careful of that.
Right, and speaking of ministry, I did just a simple, basic post about wisdom for women and witnessing. I just put that up, too.
Oh, nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. I read that. You did a good job on that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, think about that. Whatever life you live, don't get settled for the things on the earth.
Mm-mm.
Keep your eyes on things above, Colossians 3, 2.
Right.
Anything else, Sister Roman?
Scripture verse. My ending one that I always do.
Go for it.
All right. 1 John 2, 3 and 4. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And we know what happens to liars.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that not long ago. Yeah, we got to walk as he walked and walk in the light, not walk in sin and darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Good verses. I'm going to read John 15, 1 through 10, one of my favorites. Favorite chapters. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, that means remain. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, remain, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye could do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and toss them in the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide, remain, in me, and my word abides, remains, in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Look at that. It says multiple times, bear much fruit. As the Father hath loved me, so hath I loved you. Continue ye in my love, for if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide, remain, in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide, remain in his love. You see that endurance there, Sister Amin. We got to abide, we got to remain, we got to strive, we got to keep going.
Kind of goes along with the action verses that were shared on our sister's audio today.
Amen.
So, there's lots to do.
Yeah, amen, amen. Well, I think we're about done. We're going to leave it right there. Tomorrow, we have to travel to a new town. We're going to meet up with our brother and sister, and I think we're having a gathering, Lord willing. I think we're going to do some studies. And I think we're going to do the Lord's Supper, and we're looking forward to that day. It's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow. I think there'll be some witnessing going on in the park.
Yeah.
And we're working towards an event this weekend, and I'm hoping and praying that the weather clears, because it looks like there might be some more rain lingering around. So, we've been hindered by the weather, but we're still striving on.
There's always something to do.
Amen. So, we're going to strive on, and we will report how our day goes tomorrow. We hope that you are seeking the kingdom of God. Are you a true disciple, or are you just a believer? Test yourself. There's a big difference. Disciples follow and obey. Believers pretty much do their own thing.
Yeah.
Like Satan.
We don't want to do that.
And the world.
We know what's going to happen there.
Amen. All right. We love you all. Seek the kingdom. Check out don'tperish.com. I think we got some video of travel today. Going over a bridge and...
Nope. Not those. I have other videos.
Oh, you have other videos going up today. Oh, walking videos.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
There'll be something interesting there. Check it out. Till next time. We love y'all.
May God be praised.